Hello, and welcome to Copy Break from ClearComms, our chance to share some copywriting ideas and opinions, all in less time than it takes to make a cup of coffee. Today, the great copywriting swindle. I get a lot of emails from marketers. Sometimes I'll even take a look at one, but I don't often like what I read. Something that comes up a lot is mind control copy, or the magic secrets of copy that will make your contacts buy anything. My problem with these techniques is that they put people on the same intelligence level as your average chihuahua. Are people really that simple? Are they really that easy to call? And are you seriously telling me that a specific combination of words will make customers putty in your hands? Okay, I'm being glib. And I'm certainly not arguing that words don't have power. If they didn't, I wouldn't have a job. But there isn't a grab bag of secret phrases you can rummage around in to write killer headlines and money-raking copy. There is something you can use, though. One technique that I do wholeheartedly recommend. It's the one that never fails, actually. And I'm going to share it with you. Okay, here we go. This is it. If you really want your customers to sit up and take notice, you have to be honest and engaging. That's all there is to it. And I'm sorry if that comes as a disappointment, but that's generally how people build trust with other people. So tell your contacts what they need to know, and tell them in a way that shows some respect for their intelligence. Don't try to play your customers with guaranteed sales words and copy written to an algorithm. Your customers deserve better.